Jesus then begins to tell them. He tells them in words that sound familiar to those who know their New Testaments. Jesus says, "Learn a parable from the fig tree. As soon as its shoots have come forth and the twigs grown, the end of the world shall come. And I, Peter, answered and said to him, 'Interpret the fig tree to me. How can we understand it?' The master said to me, 'Do you not understand that the fig tree is the house of Israel? Verily I say to you, when its twigs have sprouted forth in the last days, then shall come false Christs. They'll come and awake expectation, saying, I am the Christ who have come for the end of the world.'" This is a very interesting passage. It's like what we find in Matthew chapter 24, when Jesus describes the wars and rumors of wars that will happen at the end of time, earthquakes, disasters in many places, and at the very end, the moon will turn to blood, the sun will stop giving its light, the stars will fall from heaven, and then the Son of Man will come and send his angels to collect the people from every corner of the earth at the end of time. And the disciples want to know when this will be, and Jesus says, "Learn the lesson from the fig tree. When the fig tree puts forth its leaves, you know that the end, that summer is near. So too, when you see these things, you know that he is near. He's at the very gates." This was a very interesting prophecy, in part because it's been a significant prophecy for fundamentalists in modern times. The best-selling book of the 1970s in America, apart from the Bible, was a book that took this and other prophecies to indicate what was to transpire in our own future when the world was going to come to an end. The book was written by an author named Hal Lindsey. It's a book many of you may know of. It's called Late Great Planet Earth, in which Hal Lindsey predicted that the world was going to end when Jesus returned in glory sometime in the late 1980s. In fact, Hal Lindsey indicated that this had to happen by the year 1988. Why 1988? Well, because of the parable of the fig tree found in Matthew. Jesus says, "When the fig tree puts forth its leaves, you know the summer is near. So too, when these things take place, you know the end is near." And he goes on to say, "This generation will not pass away before all these things take place." Well, what does it mean, though? Well, Hal Lindsey interprets it the same way the Apocalypse of Peter does. The fig tree putting forth its leaves, well, in Scripture, fig tree refers to Israel in the Old Testament. What does it mean that the fig tree puts forth its leaves? Well, that's the fig tree coming back to life after lying dormant through the winter. When does Israel come back to life? Well, when Israel retakes the land and establishes itself as a sovereign state, 1948. This generation will not pass away before all these things take place. How long is a generation in the Bible? It's 40 years. So we know exactly when the end has to happen. 1948 plus 40 years, this generation won't pass away. Jesus must be returning before 1988. Or so Hal Lindsey said in the early 1970s. He sold millions of books based on this declaration. A very interesting book, The Late Great Planet Earth, which spells out in considerable detail what will happen at the end of it, is that the future judgment is concerned not so much with the fate of the earth, although that does come into play some. It involves much more the fate of the individual souls. Christ shows Peter what it will be like in the afterlife for people who have disobeyed God. "He showed me in his right hand the souls of all people." So Christ holds all people within his hand. "On the palm of his right hand, the image of that which shall be accomplished at the last day, and how the righteous and the sinners shall be separated, and how those who are upright in heart will fare, and how the evildoers will be rooted out to all eternity. Behold now what shall come upon them in the last days when the day of God and the day of the decision of the judgment of God comes," says Jesus. And he goes on and gives a description of the glories of heaven and of the torments of hell.